On the night of September 11, 2012, Islamist militants staged a deadly attack on the U.S. compound in Benghazi, Libya. 5 years later, the only suspect charged in the attack, a 46-year-old Libyan, is on trial in Washington, D.C. Here's Justice reporter Paula Reed.
The wave of assaults lasted through the night. By the next morning, four Americans were dead. Ambassador Christopher Stevens, Sean Smith, Tyrone Woods, and Glenn Doherty. An FBI investigation zeroed in on Ahmed Abu Katala, the leader of the extremist militia group who carried out the deadly attack. He was captured in Libya 3 years ago by U.S. Special Forces and whisked aboard a U.S. naval warship where he was questioned by the FBI and U.S. intelligence. 13 days after he was apprehended, he arrived in Washington under heavy security. Abu Katala's lawyers have raised objections to the jury hearing what he said during his interrogation, but the judge in the case has ruled that his treatment was humane and he voluntarily waived his right to remain silent. Defense attorney Edward McMahon represented 9/11 co-conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui. He says the first challenge for defense attorneys will be finding jurors with an open mind.
You don't have to be an empty vessel to be a juror in a terrorism case. You just have to say that I'm willing to be fair and impartial.
Prosecutors allege Abu Katala planned the attack to kill Americans. He has entered a plea of not guilty to all charges.
For the last week, the jury has been coming here to federal court in Washington, where they hear testimony from witnesses, including some that were there the night of the attack. The trial is expected to last at least 6 weeks.
Paula Reed reporting.